Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, September 12th, 2022, through Friday, September 16th, 2022. Monday, September 12th, 2022. Swampscott man sentenced for tax scheme targeting Greater Boston Congolese community. Boris Shadari pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to defraud the United States, three counts of filing a false tax return, three counts of aiding or assisting in filing a false tax return, two counts of theft of government funds, five counts of aggravated identity theft, and one count of witness tampering. According to Joseph R. Bonavolanta, special agent in charge of the FBI Boston Division, in a scheme that was difficult to detect, Boris Shadari took advantage of hard-working members of his own community, betrayed their trust, and defrauded taxpayers in the process, all the while raking in almost $500,000 for himself. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, September 13, 2022. Former Southern University professor sentenced to 24 months in federal prison for mail fraud and money laundering after living as a fugitive in Iran and Turkey for more than a decade. Parviz Sharafrazi was sentenced to 24 months in federal prison following his conviction for mail fraud and money laundering. The court further sentenced Sharafrazi to serve 1 year of supervised release following his term of imprisonment. In 2008 to 2009, Sharafrazi was working as an associate professor at Southern University, Southern, and trying to raise money for an unrelated business venture in Iran. Beginning in 2008, he and a co-defendant, who was working as the Information Technologies IT director at Southern's College of Engineering, conceived a scheme to defraud Southern by submitting fraudulent equipment quotes in the names of fictitious vendors and causing Southern to approve the quotes while concealing their involvement in the scheme. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, September 14, 2022. Michigan man arrested for international computer fraud scheme and distribution of opioids and other illegal drugs. Doyle Kalita was indicted on one count of wire fraud conspiracy, one count of conspiracy to import Schedule II and Schedule IV controlled substances, and one count of money laundering conspiracy. According to Jolene D. Simpson, special agent in charge of the Internal Revenue Service Criminal Investigation Division, Boston office, the defendant and others allegedly operated a variety store of online scams. First, they are alleged to have devised a complex help desk scam to defraud innocent individuals who were simply trying to resolve phony computer programs. In addition, they are also accused of operating an online drug distribution scheme that sold controlled substances. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, September 15, 2022. Ellisor agrees to pay $16.4 million to resolve alleged False Claims Act liability for paying kickbacks. Ellisor International, Ellisor of America, Inc., Ellisor Laboratories of America, Inc., and Ellisor Instruments, USA, collectively, Ellisor, headquartered in Dallas, have agreed to pay $16 million to resolve allegations that the company violated the False Claims Act by causing claims to be submitted to Medicare and Medicaid that resulted from violations of the anti-kickback statute. The United States alleged that between January 1, 2011, and December 31, 2016, Ellisor knowingly and willfully offered or paid remuneration to eye care providers such as optometrists and ophthalmologists to induce those providers to order and purchase Ellisor products for their patients, including Medicare and Medicaid beneficiaries, in violation of the anti-kickback statute. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Friday, September 16, 2022. Former senior executive of defense contractor pleads guilty to tax evasion. Zachary A. Friedman worked in the United Arab Emirates as a senior executive for a U.S. Department of Defense contracting company. From 2013 to 2015, Friedman evaded taxes he owed to the IRS by providing false information to his tax preparer that underreported the income he earned for each of those years. In total, Friedman concealed approximately $530,000 in income, causing a tax loss to the federal government of more than $207,000. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.